Yeah. The vagina. The vagina usually got responsibilities. Got in the house, the condo, kid in school. Responsible job. Pussy. Yeah. His roommate. And a phone bill. Men don't pay that. Why? Let him keep a pussy. Yeah. Pussy is spontaneous. Yeah. Alien. Pussy get your blowjob. At a red light. Wild pussy is driving. Yeah. But now to get your blowjob too. You can wait for your birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, your family. Your mom's gonna die. That's exactly what you're doing. You talking about a murder, you be obbing with the jigs. Juicy. Like it's true. Juicy. Vagina juicy too. Stuff with that titties about 35, 45 minutes. Get the rest up. Been where I've been now. See what I see now. Drove what I drove high, swerving off them beams. Yeah. Pussy's on your picture. Off the pussy, right? Yeah. Vagina's in your picture too. He's a chicken wing, the fried yams, collard greens, I know, ladies, there's a flip side to that too. Shit, when y'all go out, you're looking for dick. Shooting like Rambo, fully loaded ammo. Never been a ship one, never was the mob dick. Just two shooters, one driver, see the concrete. You ain't saved by the bell when you hear that tiger speech. I'm like, hold you niggas whack on them tired beats. A lot of penis. Penis got a bad back, bad knee, and stomach. Penis in there right now rubbing his knee because the air conditioner's on too high. Might rain tomorrow. Oh, I don't know. The world's coming to an end, man. This is it. This is it. Oh, man. What else is going on now? We want to take care of ourselves. Oh, I watch TV a lot, man. I love watching TV. That's my relaxation. One of my favorite shows on TV, Forensic Files. Anybody watch Forensic Files? I love me some Forensic Files. If y'all know about Forensic Files, when they try to solve a crime using forensic technology. Fingerprints, blood analysis, stuff like that. No eyewitness testimony. Shows on for an hour. Make you think they solved the crime in 1 hour. When actually, sometimes the crime takes 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years to solve. If you watch the show for an hour, you think you solved it in 1 hour. Yeah, 99.9% of all the suspects of Forensic Files are actually white males. Yeah, see, a white man committed a crime in 1963, they don't catch his ass until 2019. By the time they catch it, the motherfucker got his fourth marriage, his kids done graduated college, he got stage 4 cancer. Fuck it, motherfucking prison don't look too bad to him right about now. Another show on TV called The First 48. Anybody watch The First 48? Yeah. Self-titled. When they try to solve the crime in 48 hours. 99.9% of all the suspects of The First 48 are black. That's right. Nigga committed a crime on Monday. By Wednesday, they got his ass. You can't even make it to goddamn cold case files. You know why? Because the motherfucking police got a secret weapon. It only works on black people. That's why they get the motherfucking confession. It's called the air conditioner. Oh yeah, put white folks inside that room, turn that AC on, motherfuckers start dancing, having a great time. Boy, put some black people inside that room, turn that AC on, that motherfucker start giving up his mother.
That was cool.
Yeah. It'll be tough as hell, but I ain't saying shit! Nigga put that AC on Caucasian. Yeah. All of a sudden you see that nigga put the hood over his head. Okay, listen, come back inside here. There's Jamal, Jermaine, all that nigga right there. Tito, Jackson, everybody. Oh man, Penny, everybody was in there. Ah! Oh man, this looked like a place where they had civil rights rallies. Yeah. Malcolm X spoke here at one point. Oh, I don't know. Well, it's coming to an end. Bubba's giving me the light. Really, Bubba? You think you really had to do that? I think I wanted to get up 3 jokes ago. Oh, man. Bubba got on a yellow suit in the winter. Nigga, what you want in the summer, nigga? Clear plastic suit? Oh, all right. I'm going to leave y'all with, man. Traveling. Gotta travel, see the world, man. One thing I know about traveling, fellas, women travel for different reasons other than men. You ever notice that? Women actually travel to get away from other men. Give it up to here in their relationship, like, fuck this, I need a weekend. Fellas, let me tell you how women go away. Women go away, they'll take 4 or 5 of their best girlfriends. They will rent one hotel room. Yeah, they all sleep in the same bed. Do each other's hair, each other's nails, read books, sunbathe, shop, get drunk, party, have a wonderful time. Don't include any men. Come back home and say, sir, what are you doing? Taking a picture? There you go, brother. Take it on video. There you go. I caught you behind. Jean Baptiste. Yeah. Drink, party, have a wonderful time. Don't include any men. And then come back home to everybody how wonderful that trip was. We had a great time. Pictures on Facebook, Instagram. It was just the girls. Woo! Men, not us, right? Shit. Men, we go away primarily to get laid. Matter of fact, we go away and don't get laid. The whole trip be a waste of goddamn time, huh? You come back home, and your buddy's like, yo, how was the trip? Nigga, fuck that place. I never go back there again. Nigga, nobody fucked me. I'm not gonna stay home and pleasure myself for free. This is ridiculous. Fuck Cancun. Never going back there again. But let's face it, fellas, right? 3 men go away in the weekend. 3 men go away in the weekend. By the end of the weekend, 2 men got laid. By the last night, that one brother that didn't get none, all of a sudden, he didn't come here for that. You know, I didn't come here for that. I just came to relax. Clear my head, see the sights. You know, there's a man in here that ain't laughing. He the nigga I'm talking about right now. All right, folks, my name is Drew Fraser, but thank you guys so very much. I appreciate you all. Thank you. All right, John.
Yeah,
yeah,
Drew Fraser, y'all. All right, John.
What? This nigga is sick, man. Something is truly wrong with this motherfucker, dog. Nah, not even next week, nigga. We're gonna try to make this happen again, y'all.
Put Gerald Kelly's name up here.
You gotta use the whole camera to put Gerald Kelly's name on it. Y'all motherfuckers gonna shit me. No shit. No shit. Sean put me in the way. Go sweetie. That's an inside joke. If y'all know Gerald Kelly's inside joke. Anyway, thank y'all for coming out tonight. Did y'all enjoy the show tonight, y'all?
Yeah.
Check us out.